Last week at the 5 o'clock and the 8:30 Mass, I'd mentioned that I've always liked to ask a lot of questions. After the 5 o'clock Mass last week, somebody came up to me and said, "Father, you're right, you do ask a lot of questions." And I guess I've gotten used to, you know, comments from people, especially working at a high school. Kids are always saying stuff, so you start to develop pretty thick skin. In fact, on Friday night, Monsignor and I were at a family's house for a dinner, and Monsignor is lamenting the fact that the Richters have never been given a lot of musical talent, and he was saying that that was passed down to him. And an 11-year-old boy said, "Monsignor, you at least have enough talent that you could give Father Johnson some musical instruction on his singing." So anyway, the comment about the questions didn't really pierce my heart too badly. And so today, four questions for you, running with that theme. First, who are Simon? Who's Andrew? Who's James and who's John? Second, what do they do? Third, who are you and I? And fourth, what do? We'll be done by 10 o'clock. I think when a lot of us think of those four men, Peter and Andrew and James and John, we would say, well, who are they? They're saints. It's Saint Peter and Saint Andrew and Saint James and Saint John. True, they are saints. They're four very important saints in the life of the church and our lives. Certainly true. But who were they before they were saints? Well, they were apostles, right? In fact, they were four of the most important apostles. They did things like preach and cast out demons and heal the sick and raise the dead. They did what Jesus commissioned them to do, and they went out to the whole world to do it. That's what the apostles did. But who were they before that? They were disciples. And today's gospel is not their calling, their commissioning to be apostles. That comes in Mark 3. Today's gospel is from Mark 1. And it's when Jesus calls his very first disciples. Today's gospel is not about a commissioning to be sent out in the world. Today's gospel is about discipleship and what it means to be a disciple. And you'll notice who he picked. Jesus didn't choose professional religious people. He didn't choose rabbis. He chose uneducated fishermen as his very first disciples. He chose average Joes, normal guys, guys who weren't perfect. But he chose people that he knew would be able to get the job done for him. So back to that initial question. What do these guys do? If we know who they are, that they're disciples, what do disciples do? Well, they do what disciples do best. And what is that? They follow their master. They follow their teacher. And Jesus is not some kind of spiritual guru. He's not some kind of Yoda that they follow and stay back from. They follow their friend. And so what does a disciple do best? A disciple knows his friend. And how do they come to know him? Well, let's look at the gospel. They have to do something first. What do? They drop their nets. It says they abandoned their nets. They left their boat. They left their father and followed him. So to be a disciple means to do what they did. And what did they do? They dropped their nets. So who are we? Like it or not, we're disciples. And what do? We simply do what the disciples did. So what do? We drop our nets and follow him. That entails something. That entails that we know what the nets, if you will, of our lives are. That we have to be able to drop those things which preoccupy us, which distract us from following the Lord like the disciples did. Imagine for a second, as Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, if Peter and Andrew and James and John would have said, I'm focusing on my net. I'm focusing on my boat. I don't have time for that right now. I got other things to do. But they say, no. We're willing to leave our nets. We're willing to leave our boat. We're willing to leave our Father to follow you, Lord, to be with you, to be a friend of you. For each of us, the things that we're asked to drop in our lives varies. But we have to be able to know what they are. For some of us, it might simply be a mentality, an attitude that we have that says stuff like this. I'm not good enough to be a disciple. I'm not holy enough. I'm not good looking enough. I got all this stuff in my past. I can't ever let that go. The Lord can't forgive that. And today's gospel is a call to simply drop those things, to drop that mentality and follow him. Our nets might be an anxiety we have about the future, about our vocation, about our marriages, about our families, about finances, about our jobs. And the Lord's saying, my friend, my disciple, I ask you to drop that and follow me. Our nets might be a mentality that says, I didn't sign up for this discipleship stuff. And you know what, Father? It sounds a bit extreme to me. And the Lord's saying, I called average Joes. I ask you to drop that attitude and to follow me. And if we have the mentality that all this stuff is too extreme, then you know what? We're on the right track. Because Christianity is extreme. What we profess and believe as Christians is extreme. What these four men did in today's gospel is extreme. They left everything to follow him. What Jesus did on that cross is extreme because love is extreme. A mother getting up in the middle of the night two or three times to take care of her sick child. That's extreme. This week, maybe something we could do in our own prayer is to go back to this gospel from Mark 1 and to ask the Lord to show us what are the nets in our lives that are distracting us from following the Lord with everything we got. And you know what? That can be an incredibly hard thing to do. How do I know? Because we got to do it every day. And it hurts at times. But in the end, we know that Jesus is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. So what are those things, those mentalities, those attitudes, those things we do, those things we say, those things we think, that the Lord is asking us to drop so that we may follow him with our whole heart, with our whole soul, with the entirety of our lives?